Hi, this is Matt Gourley, and you're listening to Super Ego Forgotten Classics, Remembered Classics, where we will actually read the plot synopses of the stories that we've improvised to find out what really happened. We had no idea what happened, so we'll get our first reactions. I'm Matt Gourley.
I'm Mark McConville.
I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm James Bladen.
So our first episode was Wuthering Heights. Marky, who has it?
I have it.
Jimmy Blades, why don't you take us through the basic plot of Wuthering Heights and see how close we got.
All right. It says here, in the late winter months of 1801, we got that right, because that was the first line, a man named Lockwood rents a manor house called Thrushcross Grange.
Well, they got the title wrong.
Yeah. Off to a bad start.
Here he meets his dour landlord, Heathcliff.
That's not right either.
No, Heathcliff was the tenant.
Right.
Yeah,
his landlord was Mr. Earnshaw.
Yeah.
Is the way we saw it. A wealthy man who lives in an ancient manor of Wuthering Heights, 4 miles away from the Grange. Okay, Lockwood asks his housekeeper, Nellie Dean.
She was the little...
Nellie Dean. Yeah. We have a list of the character names in the first and the last line, just to recap.
Right. In ours, it was Lockwood and Nellie Dean are the two sons of... Or two kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lockwood asks his housekeeper, Nellie Dean, to tell him the story of Heathcliff and the strange denizens of Wuthering Heights. Lockwood writes down the recollections of her tale in his diary. Let me try to skip forward here a little bit. At first, the Earnshaw children... Okay, one day, Mr. Earnshaw goes to Liverpool and returns home with an orphan boy whom he will raise with his own children.
Oh, how funny.
Kind of close. At first, the Earnshaw children, a boy named Hindley... who didn't appear in our story, and his younger sister, Catherine, detests the dark-skinned Heathcliff. That,
Catherine was the... What?
That's what it says.
What do they mean, dark-skinned?
It just says dark-skinned Heathcliff.
Huh.
I don't know why.
I never knew that was part of that.
But Catherine quickly comes to love him, and the two soon grow inseparable.
Like, Laurence Olivier played him in the movie. How dark-skinned could he be?
Well, he also played Othello.
That's true.
You're forgetting the movie magic of the 1940s.
They quickly become inseparable, Catherine and Heathcliff, spending their days playing on the moors, as you do. And after his wife's death...
The moor, I think, is the operative word there. He's a moor.
Oh.
No, that's Othello.
All right.
We can't be wrong again. This is supposed to clear things up.
That's true. After his wife's death, Mr. Earnshaw grows to prefer Heathcliff to his own son. And when Hindley continues his cruelty to Heathcliff, Mr. Earnshaw sends Hindley away to college, keeping Heathcliff nearby. There's a lot more. I don't know how much more.
Well, what is Wuthering Heights?
We're already way off.
House? It's the story of the house?
I believe so. It said, it mentions the stone. The stone above the front door of Wuthering Heights bearing the name of Hareton Earnshaw is inscribed in 1500, possibly to mark the completion of the house.
Did we have a stone in ours?
Well, the stone polisher.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Heathcliff kills himself with a finely polished stone.
Is anyone fucked to death?
Let's see.
Yeah, is there like a...
not in those words.
There's no indecent proposal made at any time.
I think Wuthering Heights is the name of where they live. It says Catherine goes to love Hareton as they live together.
It's not a fuck shack.
It's not an orgy hut. That's a B-52 song.
Fuck shack.
That's right. So there's more here, but it seems a lot more... wordy than ours.
Well, I mean, we knew we weren't going to even come close, but that was the first one we tried.
It was also, I think, sort of the inspiration for the project in that it was the one we landed on that was like, that is a title that I think everybody knows and has encountered and probably maybe has even read, but that was a book for me that I honestly couldn't tell you if I have read it or not. I wouldn't be shocked if I read it in... maybe 9th or 10th grade.
Right.
And it's completely gone from my brain.
Mm-hmm. And we knew it was like a British period piece, and I think that attracted us as well. And
yeah,
that was the most likely candidate.
But yeah, hearing some of those details, the childhood jealousy and boy, that...
Right. I think Catherine, I thought she died and then there's a ghost.
What? Is it?
I didn't read that.
Is that your recollection?
That's my recollection.
Are you thinking of the movie Ghost?
That's it. Doesn't she die? And doesn't Demi Moore die?
Have you read it?
No, but I think I saw the movie, the Laurence Olivier.
Yeah, the basic criteria that we set up for this was that even if you've read it or seen it, you can't remember it. And right. we just took everybody on their honor yeah. system.
And there were in some of the books that we had suggested to each other, there were things where one of us would say, well, I kind of am too familiar yeah. with that. I read it a long time ago, but yeah. I remember too much of the story.
Yeah. Like for the third one, we were looking for a sci-fi and the three of us hadn't seen or read Dune and you were pretty familiar with it.
Yes.
Right?
I'm too – like even though I read them a long time ago, there's still too many details that are kind of fresh
yeah.
in my head. And there was another one that I hadn't read, but just through osmosis, I just know too much about from people talking about it over the years.
Yeah.
That it was harder than you would think.
I'm embarrassed to say that there were a lot of titles that were possibilities for me.
Plenty. I had plenty.
In all the genres or just in the science
fiction? I don't think I ever said no to any of them. I don't think I did either.
What's funny to me about this whole project and sort of this is that I found I used to read a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And even going through some of these classic literature titles, I was questioning whether or not I'd actually read this stuff.
I had a number of those too.
Or if it was just, oh, right, that book is about right. a war or mm-hmm. like Moby Dick is another one for me where like I feel like I've read it.
That's one by osmosis tell you, that I know.
I couldn't tell you a damn right. thing that happens in that book.
Have not read it. I know a lot of things that happen in it. Although probably a lot of things I don't know because it's a long book.
Yeah. All right. That's it for Wuthering Heights. Thanks, everybody, for listening and glistening.
Nelly Dean. Nelly Dean. Goodbye, everybody. I hope that you are all enjoying listening to the thing that we made.
Oh, she's so darling.